Welcome to episode 1237 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode is designed specifically for the fools out there. The fools in love, the fools in doubt, the fools in whatever state of being they're in right now. It's a beautiful April Fool's Day, and what I want to communicate to you is you don't have to be a fool. You don't have to fool yourself into believing something that is not effective, that is not rooted in truth, that is not rooted in possibility. Here's the reason why. For most of my life, I was a big time fool. I was the president, the chairman of fools. Not only was I a client, but I'm also the president, right? Because I had this idea that I was not important, that I was insignificant, that I was disconnected from people, that I chose to isolate myself, that made me lonely, that made me weird, and I didn't get why I was one way and I couldn't be like quote-unquote them. Why was I like how I was? Why did I think the way I thought? Why couldn't I just fit in this mold so I didn't have to stand out, so I didn't have to shine, so I didn't have to speak out or bear the weight of massive responsibility and leadership. I was running away from that. I was fooling myself into thinking, well, it's easier if I just defer. It's easier if I just deflect any compliments, any type of attention. Yet, at the same time, seeking attention, being crazy, being wild, saying outrageous things, being loud as possible, even though inside I was like, well, I really wish I could just hide. I really wish I could just disappear, go to my own planet and be there, a planet of one, my own realm, me as the king. And you can imagine how effective that was for many years, right? Of having this underlying feeling, this belief, this anchor, right? The weight of my own insecurities bringing me down. Yet at the same time, trying, grinding to get to the top, hustling my way to make a place for myself in the world. And what happens when we just drop the story? There's no more fooling. There's no more this false pretense. There's no more of this mask. Not always, right? It'll creep up every now and then. It'll show its little face, and the power of coaching, the power of this growth work is awareness to it, recognition, and then being able to do something decisively about it. So there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with me. And that is the game that we get to play, and not being fools. With that said, remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.